beauty it is to look outside and see the beautiful fall in the morning. Let us be thankful to God for the life that has given us today in this world. Every day is a gift from God. Like I always remind everybody to wake up in the morning and look through the window, and if you can see the sunlight, that's a thing to thank God for, to have another day to live in this world. And then you stretch your hands and legs, oh, you can move your legs. Thanks be to God for that. Everything that God gives us is a gift, and let us be thankful for that. If you can look at the announcements with me in the second page of the bulletin, please turn with me there. Our Georgia Mountain Food Bank that we take part for years, we continue to do that. Please donate in cash or in kind. My book is still on sale. The proceeds will go fully to the benefit of the Sunday school class here. Talking about Sunday school, we had a great Sunday school this morning. If you have an hour in the morning, please join us at 10 o'clock or 9:45, whatever time fits you. Even if you are late, that's fine. But we had a beautiful Sunday school where we share our life stories, which is very, very good in my personal lives, because it is not just studying the word, it is applying that in our lives, how people share your stories and how things that you experienced in the past week and in your past life is blessing each of us. Between each of us, it is a blessing. And please join us if you have time in the morning. And Lisa, thank you for continuing to do that. We just finished the book of Colossians, right? Yeah, so we are finishing to the end of the Bible. We started in Genesis, I don't know, before even I started here, right? And then we are getting close to the end of the book. And that's a great blessing. Good morning, Martha, and you started the Bible study. Thank you for all the leadership that you have given.
It was a blessing for me.
Yes, thank you. Martha started that study in Genesis about a year ago, and now we are getting close to the end of the book. So that is a great blessing. Please note the address on the screen or your bulletin. Please mail your donations or any communications you have to mail it in. Please use that address. And as a church, we are here to support people who are in need, particularly during this time with finances about their rent or placing food on the table. If anybody is struggling with that kind of need, please let me know, call that number or text me. We will talk with them and do as much as we can as a church to help out. We are looking to buy a new laptop to put our sound system and the screens. All of our laptops are being used for other things now because of the new technology. So we need another laptop, and we are taking collections for that. We are getting closer.
We have $650 already.
Oh, thank God for that. So I think we can start looking for one. Right. Our goal was to raise $1,000 outside of the general fund without taxing the church fund, and I'm glad that it's working out. So if you still have the Holy Spirit prompting you to donate to that cause, please write to...
Just computer in the memo.
Yeah, please do the computer at the memo, or if it is cash, you can designate and tell us how much it is. Okay. Thank you for your donations on that. We are going to plan on the monthly luncheon that we have been missing for the last several months. We stopped somewhere in February, I think, right? The monthly luncheon?
February.
The last one we had was in February, and as a church, we cannot continue missing that lunch. And I always look forward to that last Sunday, the beautiful fellowship that we have. So we are going to plan to continue and start that back up the last Sunday of this month, November 29th. And we have been praying about this for a few weeks now to make sure that we do it the right way to be safe. And Margaret just told me that she sanitized the whole kitchen this weekend, and then she's going to do that again right before the lunch. And let us keep our safety guidelines in place when we meet. We don't want to make any mistakes and have people in danger. So let's bring our masks, wear your masks until you start eating. And I cannot tell you, you can eat with mask on, right? You try that. Please bring your mask, and we will do the best we can. We will have distancing too with the tables, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll be sitting far apart.
Yes, yeah, at least 8 to 10 feet apart. And those who are especially seniors who are at health risk, we have an isolated corner for those folks also. So we will do the best we can to do this, but let us do our lunch together and have that fellowship time back together. What a great blessing it is to have a small church. And the great big churches can do this. That is a great blessing. So let us pray about it, that God will guide us to that lunch, the last Sunday, November 29th. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued prayers and support for the ministry of this church. And thank you for all your witness and the support that you have been giving to this church. Are there any other announcements anyone want to bring up? Anybody?
We spoke with Gene Brown Thursday.
Okay.
And he has been improving. I spoke with his wife and she said he was getting better. And then she called me and let me speak with him. He's weak, but he was very coherent. He understood everything. But I told him we were at Peabody last Sunday. He said, oh, I wish I could be there.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Okay. If you talk to him again, let them know that we are praying for him. And we love him.
I told him he was on the prayer list
here. Okay, thank you. If there are no other announcements, let us continue worshiping God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 206 in this red book. If you have one of these on your pews.
Do y'all need
one? 206. Do Lord, do remember me. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us together to gather in your name as your children in this church and also online and worship you together, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us in this world. To see another day and to live one more day in this world is a gift, Lord. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies to get up this morning to worship you. We thank you for your manifold grace and blessings that you shower upon us every day, even when we know that we don't deserve them. Thank you for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings, and you are there when we face problems and our difficulties and sadness. You are there to support us and give us peace and strength. In your presence we find peace, O God. In your guidance we find answers, and in your protection we feel secure. As we come before you as your children, Lord, We pray that you will accept our prayers and offerings today. Bless us with your presence that we can magnify and glorify your name, and so that we can be blessed by your presence today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world, also the angels in heaven praising you. Thank you for the gift of this relationship that you have given to us through your Son Jesus Christ, who came to die for us in this world so that we could come together as children, as one children of one Father and one body and one spirit. Bless us today. Help us, Lord, with our praise, our singing of the praise songs, and also the prayers and the meditation of the word and everything that we today, Lord. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand and wave each other and say hi to each other. And online, we can unmute everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
everybody online.
Hey.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
You're good.
You're looking good.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone online. And I'll show you everybody who is here today. We have a bunch of folks here today. If you can see the audience, we have Ivy there, Marcus waving hands, and Wayne and Carol and Harry and Jan were able to join here today. Miss Jean and family, welcome. Miss Linda, welcome. And Penny is still our pianist.
Hi, Penny.
Hello.
Hi, Penny.
Hello.
Yeah. Good morning, Miss Lou and James and Bob and Kathy. How are you guys doing? Okay. Nice to see you. Very good. Nice to see you online. Good morning, Martha, and good morning, JC, for joining today.
Good morning.
And Gene. Good morning. Nice to see you back again.
Looks like he's in the river.
Good morning.
Oh, is Gene in the riverside somewhere? That's a nice background, Gene.
Yeah, I feel like gathering at the river.
Right. Great. What an amazing technology.
He's probably trying to fly fish.
That's great. Now the choir will be singing an anthem, Wonderful Words of Life. It is 600 in the blue book. Please remain seated, and if you want to join that song, it is in the blue book 600.
Words of God.
be reading the responsive psalm. It is Psalm 119, verses 33 through 40. If you are able, please stand and use the insert in the bulletin.
Teach me, O Lord, the ways of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end.
Give me understanding, that I may keep your law, and observe it with my whole heart.
Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it.
Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to gain.
Turn my eyes from looking at vanities, and give me life in your ways.
Confirm to your servant your promise, which is for those who fear you.
Turn away the reproach which I dread, for your ordinances are good.
Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It is our prayer time now. As a church family, we come together to our Father in heaven with our prayers of blessings to thank Him for all the blessings that we receive, and also at the same time we bring our prayers of burdens and concerns together as a family and lift them up to the throne of grace of God at this time. If you can turn with me to the back of the bulletin where our regular prayer requests are listed. Let us continue to pray for these items and these people that we have been praying for. Use this in your regular prayers. Post them on your refrigerator or your study desk or prayer desk, and use them regularly on a daily basis to pray for these people. A particular people that we are calling out is Martha and Jack, and they are doing okay and continuing with their treatment, and continue to pray for both of them. Is Jack doing okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Just okay.
Just okay.
Bad morning this morning.
Oh, he did? Okay. We'll keep him in our prayers. And we just heard from Wayne that our previous pastor, Gene Brown, is getting better. He had a stroke. But he needs a lot of prayer. Continue to pray for him as well. Any special items to call from this list or anything else?
Yes, this is Martha. I'd like to pray for my grandson, Connor, who's 16. We just found out that he's totally deaf in his left ear, and he only has 30% hearing in his right ear. So we're praying for a miracle on that.
We will pray for Connor for his healing. Let us continue to pray for this country as we just passed an election, that God will continue to work through all the systems to have the right people in place. And also peace will bring this nation together again. Let us continue to pray for that. And also pray for those people who are making decisions about safety during this pandemic, the governors and the local government cities. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions about how to handle this pandemic at this time. I know a lot of people are being tested more and more positive, but it's going to be the same for a while because of the nature of the disease. Let us pray that God will guide us as a nation and as a world until God finds a solution to this problem. And we know that He has a good way to find us out of this at the right time. And then also pray for our frontline workers, our law enforcement, police, military, firefighters, and our service workers and grocery clerks and delivery people, you name it. A lot of people are working, putting their lives at risk during this time. Let us be thankful for their services. At the same time, pray for them, for their safety, that they will continue to do what they are doing. God will guide them on that.
Do we have an address for Jean Brown?
I think we should.
I have one. I'll send to you. Okay. We have a blessing.
Okay.
Today is Abigail's 6th birthday.
Oh, today? Where is she?
They're at the aquarium.
They're at the aquarium. She wanted to go to the aquarium.
She wanted to go to the aquarium, but she told me yesterday to tell everybody that she misses you.
Yeah, if she were here, we would be singing. So she missed the singing today. And that is really last week you had.
Last Sunday was mine.
That's Sunday yours. Okay, that's good. Close.
Since hers is a week behind, we just kind of skip over mine. And
that is good to have a birthday together, same month.
Yeah.
If anyone else has anything else to call out? If not, we'll go to God in prayer together and spend a few moments in silent prayers when you can bring out your unspoken prayers to God, and then I will close with a summarized prayer afterwards. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you as your children. Thank you for the gift of life with all the blessings along with it that you have been giving us. And you have showered upon us a lot of blessings that we don't deserve in our lives. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. We come to you as your children, before you as your children, Lord, with a grateful heart, full of blessings that you have given us. At the same time, we also have burdens and concerns that sometimes trouble us, Lord. And we come to you. You are the source of all our good things, and you only desire good for us, Lord. We look up to you for our needs, and help us, Lord, to trust in you because of your faithfulness in the past and the good things that you're going to do in the future. Many of us are broken with various things in our bodies, in our minds. Help us, Lord, not to be weary and tired, but to be always looking forward to the race that you have given us to run in front of us. Because you are the source of the healing that make us whole. When we are broken in our bodies, you give us healing. When we are broken in our spirits, you give us peace and healing in our souls. As the scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are lonely, you are our friend. And when we go through the life of sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. You are the source of the true healing and comfort, and you are the only one who can make us whole. We lift up all those who need your protection and guidance and healing at this time, particularly the names that have been called out here. We continue to pray for Jack and Martha. Be with them and give them your healing and touch them with your healing hand. Above all, fill them with your peace. We pray for Gene Brown as he is recovering. He needs a lot of prayer at this time, Lord. We pray that you'll continue to be with them and heal them, Lord. Heal him, Lord. And also bring him your peace and comfort every day. We pray for Martha's grandson, Connor, as we are looking for a miracle in his hearing. We pray that you will touch him with your healing hand. You are the maker of our bodies, and you know our organs and our functions more than even we do ourselves. We commit him into your hands, Lord. Take him and bless him. As we pray today, we pray that your healing touch and power will flow through him and bring complete healing for him, Lord. We also thank you for a new year in Abigail's life, as she's going to be 6 years old today. Be with her, Lord, and thank you for the gift of her life in our church and in her family. Bless her, Lord, as she steps into the new year with your renewed strength and grace, that she can grow as your witness and your child and to be a blessing in this world. We pray for all those who have been listed in this prayer bulletin, as well as they who are not listed here. We pray for your continued healing and continued grace on these people and items that we have raised here. We pray for our country as a whole. Bless us, Lord, as we step into the new era after election. We pray that your peace will guard our country and nation, so that we will continue to lead the world as the leader of the world. We pray for the President, the Cabinet, the Congress, and the Senate, and all the governors of the states, and all those who make important decisions about the lives of people. Guide them with the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that they need, not to be trusting in human wisdom, but trusting in God's wisdom every day. We pray for those who are working in front lines during this pandemic, particularly doctors and nurses and all those service people and our military and police and all those firefighters. A lot of them that we are not naming here, behind the scenes working for our good in our lives. We pray for them, for their safety, and pray for grace for them to continue what they are doing. We pray that you be with us today, Lord. Bless us as a church as we strive to do your work in this community. Bless us, Lord, to be a blessing to this community and around the world. As we plan on the lunch this last Sunday of this month, we pray for your special blessing and guidance so that we can do it safely and without any issues or problems, and also experience the fellowship that we always experienced in the past. Bless us, Lord, as a church to do your witness, whatever way you have provided us the opportunities. Thank you for all the leaders and the people of this church, Lord. Thank you for your presence in our midst today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, in our singing, in our meditation of the word and prayers. Let your name be glorified and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward to take up the offertory as we sing Break the Bread of Life, page 599 in the Blue Book. Please remain seated. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. We thank you for the gift of life and also the manifold blessings that come with it. We offer ourselves at this time and bring a portion of what you have given us back to you for the work of your kingdom. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers, our presence, gifts and service to support the ministry of this church and also the mission around the world. We ask you to accept this offering of your people. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully, and also pray for those who could not give today. Lord, remember all of them in your love. Bless and help us, Lord, to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading. The 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 16 through 21. Miss Lou will be reading online from home.
Well, we did not follow clever devised service when we were told you was coming. We were told you about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in power. But we were witnesses of his message. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from his majestic glory saying, "This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I'm well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven, and we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you would do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of scripture comes about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. But prophecy never has its origin in human will. But prophets, through humans, speak from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit, the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the word that you have given us, Lord, to be life and spirit in our lives and also to this world through our lives. Preach to me and preach through me today, Lord, your word, the word that endures forever, the eternal word that you have given us that will never change, but it's always there to support us and give us sustenance in our bodies, in our soul. As we come before your word, bless us, Lord, with the wisdom to understand and illumine our souls with the brightness of your Holy Spirit, that we can see and understand the mysteries hidden in your word and follow the path that you have given us to follow. Give us an obedient spirit and a humble mind to obey what you teach us, Lord. And from when we go from this place to be new people, more powerful for your witness in the days to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We wanted to preach about the scripture, the Bible, for a few Sundays, and we started a couple of Sundays ago about the infallibility of the Bible, and today we are talking about, is it something that we can trust with our lives? We read the scripture today from 2 Peter chapter 1. And Peter talks about the word of God given to us, not devised as stories, or it is called fables, but we are made unto you to the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we are eyewitnesses of his majesty. Peter is talking about the scripture as something that is trustworthy because they were eyewitnesses of what they are talking about. So I wanted to bring that out to you today about the trustworthiness of the word of God. Can it be trusted? It's like the weatherman who sometimes you can see it on the weather station says, "I am 90% right 10% of the time." What kind of accuracy is that? That's a ridiculous statement, right? But some people use it to double talk, to cover up a poor record of their predictions. That's, you know, unlike weather, it keeps changing all the time. The word of God never changes. It is always constant and it is infallible throughout the centuries and throughout the time that God has given us, it never had changed and it will not change. That is the promise that we have. The books that we see around us, and more than, 55 to 60,000 books are published in the United States each year, maybe more than that now. They cover all kinds of subjects, from bananas to potatoes, and you talk about like anthropology to zoology and geography and anything from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe. I mean, talk about all the books that are coming out in our society to read, the various things around us that we can read. But the people who read the Bible, particularly the people who regularly read the Bible, see something and experience something very unique that you don't see in the other books. And they say, the people who believe in that and read that, and they say that that is the book that gives our power in our lives and it can change our situations in our lives. That is the uniqueness of the Bible. It is the living word, unlike all the others are the written word. The word that we have as the Bible, even though it is written, it was only collected and compiled together as a Bible only a few hundred years ago. But the Word of God has been there since we have been created. God has created this world. One way or form or other, it has been transferred from generation to generation and has been blessing us to be our sustenance, to be our support, to be our healing, right from the creation that God created us to be in this world. So among all of these books, it is so unique that it is something that we can hold on to. And it is something we can trust because it has never changed and it will not change because of its infallibility. Many people probably think that there are a lot of things that are not scientifically true in the Bible. You know, people can argue and take things out of context and argue about things, particularly like when we talk about Jonah surviving in the belly of a fish, or about the great flood, or even Jesus turning water into wine and Jesus walking on water. All of these kind of miraculous things that we believe in and we talk about in the Bible, many people may not understand it and they probably have a problem believing it because they think science cannot prove these things and they probably are skeptical about believing these things. But if you dig deeper into these things, when you look at Jesus turning water into wine, I always see that God is still turning water into wine every day. You walk outside and look at the grapes at this point. It pulls up water and that water becomes somehow the grape juice that you can take and make wine out of it. God is changing water into wine every day in front of our eyes. But we just skip it. And we don't catch it because it's so common that we fail to recognize the miracle that is happening behind the scene. And not only that, God takes the plain, mundane water which is tasteless and odorless and flavorless and make it into something beautiful and flavorful, like my life, that had no flavor. God took me from that situation and gave me a flavor and using me and you in the situations like beautiful blessing wherever you are. Isn't that a miracle? That is the miracle that we are seeing when Bible says that Jesus turned water into wine. It is not just that one incident, which we believe also, but at the same time, He is working that every day in front of our eyes and also in our lives, through our lives. He is changing water into wine every day, and that is something that we can trust on. And then Jesus walking on water. Isn't that something that you believe? Yes, we do believe that Jesus can walk on water. But at the same time, He's enabling you and me to walk on water every day, doesn't He? The waters that sometimes coming roaring against you, and He is the one who helps you walk over it. The waters of life that can threaten you, the storms that can come hit you really hard. Here is the word of God. Jesus gave us, God gave us, to walk on water every day. We are people of faith who are walking on water every day. And the promise that we read in Isaiah chapter 43 is that when you pass through waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze. He not only helps us walk on water, but also he will help us walk on fire also. That's the kind of God that we are believing in. And that is what the miracle that we are believing. He helps us walk on water and fire every day, the fires and waters of life. And the Bible is not a science book. I told you in the last Sunday that it is not meant to be explaining all the science and behind theories behind it. It's not meant to do that. But there is science in the Bible that we can probably apply in many places. But it's not meant to be a scientific book. So if you look for scientific theorems in Bible, that's not the place to do. You go to a university or a library and get a science book for that. The Bible is given for us to understand and understand the value of life so that our life can be changed. That's what the purpose of the Bible is. It is not a history book. It's not a biology book. It is not an astronomy book. But there is all these things in the Bible. All of these things are in the Bible because it is about our lives. So it has to be in the Bible. But if you are going to prove a mathematical theorem looking at the Bible, that is not the place to go and look for proving something. This is here to apply in our lives so that it can change our lives. And through the changing of our lives, it changes the world around us. That is what the Bible is given to us. And then the Bible is historically accurate. Many times historians try to find one thing or other to prove it otherwise and say that there is inconsistencies in the historicity of the Bible. But it apparently sometimes in the front it may seem like that, but if you go and look deeper into the history, you will see that Bible is historically accurate. The Bible is not a history book. But the history records is reliable and accurate. Archaeology is one of the basic tools that you can and go back and look at and find the evidence of the validity of history that the Bible teaches. The prophetic accuracy of the Bible is also something very, very important that we as Christians believe in. Because all the fulfillment that is happening in this world are all fulfillment from the prophecies of the Bible, like the birth of Christ, the coming of God into this world, coming and bearing our sins and dying on a cross and rising from the dead on the third day. All of these are prophecies that have fulfilled. And also because of that, the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have been raised from our life, from the sin of life of sin and death. That is what's happening today in our lives because Jesus Christ came in history as a real person so that we can become real people in front of God through the power of resurrection that Jesus Christ gave us. Then the Bible is sometimes say that they are outdated. It is written thousands of years ago, so it can be outdated. It may not conform with certain standards that we like to have, you know, like the modern lifestyle and modern theories of philosophies of life that people want to relate with the Bible may not sometimes coincide greatly with it. But the lifestyle that the moral values that this book has taught us for centuries and thousands of years have stood the test of time about value of life, about the standards of life and the moral standards that have stood the test of time. Only because of this book that God has given us that we have a stable level of mind in this world. Otherwise, we would be killing each other like cannibals and destroying ourselves. God has given this as a book that we can trust so that we can survive every day. It is not a work of man. We know that the book was written by about 40 different authors in a range of 1600 years. Compiled all of these together with the power of the Holy Spirit. Only the power of the Holy Spirit can do that compilation of a book like this. Over 1600 years of time, people of God have written from various walks of life, like fishermen, shepherds, and leaders, kings, I mean you name it, all kinds of people have written books in this, but these are all compiled together, and compiled together as one book because the Holy Spirit did it for the blessing of this world. And that is why we call and claim it the Word of God. Peter is saying that it is the infallible Word of God given to us as for our doctrine, for our correction, and it is not an interpretation or any writings of any human beings. The prophecy never had its origin in human will, but prophets though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. And also the Bible claims that it is the Word of God. The Bible claims itself that it can stand on its own as the scripture from God. As we read from the scripture, the Psalm 119, the psalmist is talking about various ways of how God's word comes to our lives. He calls it the testimonies, he calls it the teaching, he calls it commandments, in various terms and words that he uses to refer to the word of God is because it applies in our lives in different ways. In certain places, it is our commandment. In certain places, it is our guide and light. So, whatever way we want to use the Word of God in our lives, it becomes that useful thing at that time of situation of our life. The inspiration of God in this Bible is very evident. In 1 John chapter 1, we read that in which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, that which we proclaim to you. The Apostle John, who walked with Jesus Christ, he's teaching through his writing that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched. This is not some kind of a fairy tale story. This is real story that the Apostle John says that I have touched it, I have seen it, and I have been a witness to what we are writing to you. It is something that in history that the apostles are basing their experience on. They have experienced it personally when they wrote all these things. And above all, Jesus Christ affirmed that this is the Word of God because he constantly referred to the Old Testament scriptures when he preached to the crowd. Particularly when he was tempted in the wilderness, in the desert, he used the scripture to defend the devil. And he used the story of Jonah, and he used the stories of David and various different things about Abraham. He referred to all of those things. That also confirms that because Jesus confirmed it, we believe that this is a book that we can trust. Above all, the power of the scripture, the Bible today, that still changes lives, is the only proof that you need to have to believe that this is something that you can trust. This book changes lives every day. Whoever opens this book, whoever has read this book honestly with a desire to know God, will find God through this book. And it has changed the lives of thousands and millions of people in the past, and it's also changing people's lives today, unlike any other book. It is the living Word of God that will change our life forever in situations. But also it is a book that heals us. It is our comfort book when we are broken in our bodies with sickness, pain and suffering, when we are broken in our souls and in our spirits with grief and loss that no one else can give you healing from, you go to this book. That is where you find peace and comfort and healing. And that is why we believe this is a living word that can still work miracles in our lives and healing in our bodies and in our souls. God is a God who gave us this word through His Son Jesus Christ, because Jesus Himself is the living word. And we read that, and John says that in the Gospel of John, that the living word came to this world and lived in flesh and dwelt among us. The living word, Jesus Christ, still working through this scripture, this word, to be our support and our healing and our comfort in times of need. Dr. W. A. Criswell, one of the theologians, wrote a story that he talks about a small New Testament that was taken from the breast pocket of a fallen American soldier in Korea in the Vietnam War. And this happened in one of the churches in South Georgia, in our own state. One of those families brought that Bible back, or that fallen soldier. As Dr. Criswell took that book before the congregation of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, Georgia, they could see a light of a bullet hole through the middle of that Bible, that book. He held it in his hands and he showed that bullet hole to the whole congregation. And then he started opening the book. And in the book, towards somewhere in the middle, the fallen soldier has these words written. It said, on this date, with a date there, I, Wilton Thomas, take Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Then it was signed and dated by the hand of that young man. That is what the Bible is for. It is not to amaze us with scientific accuracy or historic validity, but it is there to lead us to a personal knowledge of God through Jesus Christ. And it has done it in the past, and it does now in the present, and it will continue to do that work in the future of human lives. Yes, we can trust the Bible. Take it with us. Take it wherever you go and apply that in your life. It will be going to be life and spirit, not only in your life, but also to this world through your lives. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 127 in the Blue Book, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. If you are able, please stand. 127.
And destruction, can we say forget?
people of God, go from this place taking the word, the living word with you, who will go with you and guide you and give you comfort and peace in the ways of life wherever you are. As we go from this place, go with the power of the Holy Spirit, that this will become life and spirit through us to this world. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.